Good morning. Would you join me in prayer this morning? Father, we come before you and we give you thanks for another day. We thank you, Lord, for the beautiful sunshine. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our lives, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here right now. Oh, Lord, may we experience a movement of your Spirit today. Bless us, Lord, as we seek to bless you and worship, thanking you and praising you and hearing from your word. Open our hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, amen. We remind you about the prayer cards. They're right in front of you in the pews. Take them out, chairs, fill them out, pass them toward the middle, and then Bonnie will get some of the kids to come and gather those up for you. Praise team.
If you will, please stand and sing with us. We're going to start off singing 10,000 Reasons.
Holy name.
Please be seated.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Woohoo. All right, we're going to get started with what you need to know to be prepared for this coming week. See, I didn't say that word that, you know. Steve knows what I mean. All right, so this coming Tuesday, we will have prayer night, 6:30 p.m. It goes from 6:30 to 7:30. Pastor sets an alarm so that we are prompt and make good use of your time, should you choose to join us. Buckbinders have their small groups on Tuesday. Brock, do you know if they meet this week?
Yes.
Yes. So they are meeting this week. That's from 6 to 8. New members are always welcome. Friday night is the Romans Bible study, 6 p.m. here at the church. Next Saturday, we have our ladies' breakfast, 9 a.m. at the Cattleman's Coffee Shop. We are not going to bring a dish to pass. We are going to bless the establishment and have our coffee and snacks from there if we choose to eat. I know I will. Next Sunday, we will continue our apologetics class. We are using a spirituality book that Pastor has. He says hopefully they'll be here. If not, we'll just listen to Pastor talk. Works for me. July 15th, Monday, that is the next day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative. Many hands make light work, and it makes it more fun. So if you're able to join us, please do. That's at 2 p.m. And, Brock, did I forget any announcements? All right. It's time to check in. If you have not checked in, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. If you are a guest, we would like you to please check in also. If you're at home and want to check in, that lets us know who's watching at home also. If you don't have the app and you would like the app, please see me. We can make that happen. The app is cool because you can have access to the directory. Anybody who is in our database is readily available. You just got to know their name. That helps. You can also do that by texting the word me to that number, and it brings up that also. If you have the app, it will tell you when you're to serve next, list your schedule. It's just neat to have it all in one place. All right. At this time, I'm going to collect prayer cards. My two assistants are coming. One of them's sort of willing. He doesn't like to be in front of people. So if you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, and the boys will pick them up. I think I should have talked longer. There's still some writing going on.
Thanks, guys. See you today?
Yeah, me today. I like praying. Yeah, this is my first time doing this, though, so. If you want to say a prayer for me, that's accepted, welcomed, appreciated. Yes. So, I first I'm going to ask: Are there any that I can write down right now? Any prayer requests that anyone has before we go to the Lord, other than what's written down? Anyone? Okay. Everybody's got them on these. Excellent. Then we're going to go right into prayer. And God, we come humbly before you as we
always should. And we thank you for every blessing that you give us. And through every struggle, we know that you are with us. We thank you for praises, and thank you for making our suffering mean something. Always. We're going to start with Lindsay. She's asking for prayers for safety as she drives to Florida alone on Friday. She'll be gone for a couple weeks, as well as praying for Nick. God, we've been praying for Nick for a long, long time, and we know that you have your hands on him. And driving to Florida, that's a long drive, especially if you're doing it alone. And we pray that you keep Lindsay safe and you bring her back to us. And that's not a drive that I would want to make, but sometimes it's necessary. And we thank you for your protection. There, let's see, we have a prayer for Israel, as well as our military and our leaders, because there's a lot going on right now. So much that I don't know if any one person can know all of it, except for you. We pray that you're constantly reigning sovereign over this world, and we thank you for what your word says about that. We know that you are. Especially our leaders, this year is an election year. We pray for our country and all the people that will be affected worldwide by the outcome of this election. We're also going to pray for Gary and Barb, for a lady friend that they met in Colorado with cancer. Boy, cancer is never an easy thing to face. And we appreciate that, like I said before, you're with us through those things. We also thank you for the opportunity that Gary and Barb got to go out there and meet this person and share your love with them. You give us appointments. You give us opportunities to share your love with everyone. Everyone that we meet as we're going, even as we're on vacation. Life doesn't stop, and neither do you. We have one from Martha. Friend Gary, recovering from intestinal surgery. God, we pray that your hand is over his healing. And having watched several people go through long healing, it's always miraculous when we see them come out the other side. And it never seems to be lost on me how perfectly your will is shown through people recovering from surgeries, injuries, even cancer. And we thank you. Let's see. We have one from Linda. Terry, working gets easier. We're praying that Terry, he's been struggling with a lot of pain, I know. And man, it's not easy to work when you're constantly in pain. And we pray that you take away some of that pain while he's working and help it get easier every day. Every day, the more he does it, the easier it'll be. It's just like following you. the more we do it, the easier it gets. And we thank you. Lastly, we've got Mindy, who has a prayer for Roger Lace. He had a small heart attack on Tuesday with triple bypass, open heart surgery. Looks like there's going to be a long recovery. I had my dad go through that a while ago, and it's not an easy road. Man, I pray that you be with him. Same way that you were with my dad. Remember, help him remember Scripture. Remember that you're always with him. Bring him peace. Bring him understanding that you will be with him through this difficulty. Because you never do leave us. God, we pray for all these things, as well as any that are unspoken. We know that your will be accomplished through all of it. And all will work for the good of your kingdom and for those who love you. And for that matter, remind us through all those things. It's never easy to go through struggle, but it's even harder sometimes to watch others struggle. And let us be the hands and feet of you. If we see anything that these people need that we can offer, if you got to give it, give us a servant's heart in everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll stand. If you'll stand with us, and we'll sing again.
God, he reigns from heaven above with wings.
God, your wonders never cease. You're amazing.
Yeah. Amen.
You are above everything that we know, and we always want to put you first. Your wisdom guides us, and your truth, your word, is a light unto our path.
Stewardship time here. So it's really cool. I get to do preschool once a month, so you get that lesson once a month too. But it's not exactly the same. our passage is out of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20, and I'm going to kind of paraphrase this a little bit because when I read it was a long time. But this is where the angel comes to the shepherds and is announcing the birth of Jesus. And the angel says, "I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Today in the city of David there is born for you a Savior." And then what I want to focus on is the response of the shepherds here. It says, "When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, 'Let's go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child, and all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as had been told them." So you're thinking, what does that got to do with stewardship? And probably not much, but when I read this, I thought about my response or the way I respond. And then I got thinking about kind of a contrast. You see, I'm kind of big on this whole contrast thing. And if I turn back a few chapters in Luke, Jesus is all grown up now, and this rich, they call him the rich young ruler, he comes to Jesus. And I'm going to paraphrase this a little bit. And he's asking Jesus, "What do I need to do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus is like, "You know the commandments, right? Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, bear false witness. Do honor your father and mother." And the guy's like, "I do this, right? So I'm good, right?" Jesus says, "Well, then you got to do one more thing. Sell everything you own and give it to the poor." And what was his response? His response was, here, let me read it here. "But when he had heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. And Jesus looked at him and said, 'How hard it is for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God.'" So, who understood stewardship? Who understood? The shepherds, they had responsibility. They had sheep to take care of. They were assigned things to do. They were stewards of these sheep. But when Jesus called, or when they were pointed to Jesus, they ran to Jesus. This wealthy guy, he had responsibilities. He was blessed with lots of wealth. When Jesus called, told him what to do with it, he had a hard time choosing. I got thinking about that in my own life. I just encourage you to think about that in your own. I'm not going to tell you my conclusion. It's irrelevant, right? It's not important to you. So we just got to remember who owns it and what we're doing with it to glorify him. And with that, I'm going to invite the children to be dismissed to their classes. I'm looking for Brody. He's already... All right, perfect. And I'll also invite my volunteers up to take up the offering. Will you pray with me? Father God, we do thank you that you bless us. If we live in this country, we are probably as wealthy as this wealthy ruler. We're really close. So, Lord, I just pray that you'd touch each one of our hearts. Let us know what you would have us do with this wealth, how it would glorify you, how it would be a witness, much as these shepherds were a witness, letting other people know what you told them. That's probably the greatest gift of all, is the truth you've given us. The greatest wealth we have is the assurance of your salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. And just let us share that with the rest of the world. Let these gifts be a token of that and just a means to help that happen. In Jesus' name, amen.
And if you don't, if you're still seeking wisdom or if you're not seeking wisdom, there are four prayer cards that you can go up there and people just pick one of those up and they'll never know you were unwise.
They might know with me. I don't know. let's sing before I dig it too deep. Yeah, dig a deep hole. Yeah.
Sing a new song. and I will adore you.
To the only wise King, the only wise King, who wants to give you his wisdom. That is an awesome thing to think about. Would you join me in prayer? Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love of us, Lord, that knows no end. Help us, Lord, to gain wisdom as individuals and as a congregation of your church. Give us the wisdom, Lord, that we need to walk with you, to follow after you, to be yours in everything that we say and do. And help us, Lord, to share that wisdom with those around us. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And Lord, I ask that you, oh Lord, I want to give you thanks for the time of fellowship. I thank you, Lord, for the food that we are about to partake in. I thank you, Lord, for the blessings of brothers and sisters. And I just praise you for who you are. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.